At this time, we invite the children to go to dig in. And you may be seated. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. In our world today, there's much talk about spirituality. But it's not spirituality in the way we think about it. In fact, there's a new movement. About 24% of the U.S. population is supposedly a part of this group based on surveys. They are part of a group called SNBR. Spiritual, but not religious. It's a movement. In fact, if you pay attention, there are many very popular people who suggest that in order for you to truly be all that you can be, you need to discover your own spirituality. That spirituality comes from thinking, contemplating, perhaps. Often it's connected with people who feel like they're somehow specially connected to the earth. But the spirituality that they seek and they find, quite frankly, is from within themselves. It's spirituality that they create through their own contemplation, through their own thinking. And so, first of all, if you're going to do that, do you think you'll find spirituality? Yes. You can't miss. Because you're going to make it up, if nothing else. But what it is your own spirituality. Again, people suggest you need to do this so that you can find your meaning and purpose in life. It will direct you. It's a spiritual journey that you create for yourself. But it all comes inside one's self. Now for us, there's a disconnect when we talk about that kind of spirituality for us. Because we recognize, as followers of Christ, that our spirituality comes from outside of us. It's a gift of God. It's the gift God promises to send his disciples. It's the gift that Paul talks about today. And he begins that text by saying, I chose to know nothing about anything but Christ crucified. And he says, I didn't even do a very good job. I didn't speak eloquently or anything else. My speech was not always clear, but I spoke spiritual things to spiritual people. And that's why God's word and message is effective in our lives. We have been gifted with the gift of the Holy Spirit. What no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God has revealed to us through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches everything, even the depths of God. Now we receive not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might understand the things freely given to us by God. We impart this spirit, these words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Spirit, interpreting spiritual truths to those who are spiritual. Who is understand the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. That's God's promise to each of us in our epistle lesson today, that we have the mind of Christ. Paul reveals to us in these words the work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus promises us in John 14, he's talking to his disciples. Those disciples are immediately before him, but he's also talking to all his disciples for all time. And he assures them that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. But he's not going to leave them alone as he returns to the Father, but he will send a helper. The Holy Spirit will help you to remember all that I have taught you. It is through the gift of the Holy Spirit that we truly hear and see Jesus. It's through the gift of the Holy Spirit that we indeed believe. In Acts chapter 2, God's Word reveals to us that the Holy Spirit is implanted in us in holy baptism. God is acting through the Word and water. His power is there. And he implants in us his Holy Spirit. That's why we practice holy baptism. God comes to us in baptism. Acts chapter 2 tells us, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself." God's Holy Spirit indeed is in us. It's God's promise. It's God's promise in and through baptism. It's God's promise in and through his holy word. What then is the work of the Holy Spirit? First, the Holy Spirit justifies us. It makes us holy before God, and that happens wholly outside of ourselves. It absolutely has nothing to do with us. And yet, by God's blessing, changes us forever. But it all happens through God's plan of salvation, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who comes, lives his life, and dies for me and for you and for all people on the cross once forever, ending the sacrifice for sin. And all this happened before any of us were born. Jesus had given his life for you, and yet the promise is for you and for all people who believe in Jesus Christ. This is wholly outside of ourselves. It has truly nothing to do with us except by God's gift and blessing. We receive his gift of the Holy Spirit that changes our lives forever. Is there a problem with seeking one's own spirituality? Well, if it's truly your own, yes, there's a problem. We don't seek our own spirituality. We seek God's spirituality through the Holy Spirit that's been given to us as a gift. We've done nothing to earn it. The second work of the Holy Spirit is sanctification. Now, sanctification is unlike the Holy Spirit and God's saving action in our lives, because that happens totally outside of ourselves. Sanctification happens both outside of us and inside of us. Sanctification is the inbreaking of the kingdom of heaven in our lives. Sanctification is a work of the Holy Spirit, and it is active right now. It's active in you. It's active in our gathering here together as the body of Christ. As we talked about briefly at the beginning of our worship, Jesus calls us to repentance. Always. The Holy Spirit is active in our lives, always calling us to repentance, teaching us that, hey, maybe we have been going down the road the wrong way, and we need to turn around and follow Jesus once again. We confess our sins whenever we gather together in worship. Why? Because we know that we are sinful people. It is the Holy Spirit acting in us that directs us to recognize our sin, to repent, and once again to follow Jesus. That sin has been forgiven. We need not labor over it. It has been taken away. Sanctification is a process that takes place within us and within our faith community to build us up in Christ, that we may be Christ wherever we are. For us, our spirituality is both inside of us and outside of us. But it all is a gift of God. We find our identity in Christ. We are forgiven children of God in Christ together. Together, we are sanctified, being built up to be the gift and blessing that God would have us be wherever we might find ourselves. It is through sanctification that we have the ability to grow and do what God would have us do in our daily lives. God is indeed sanctifying us always. It's an ongoing process. He sanctifies us through His Holy Spirit to prepare us for acts of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Those are the characteristics of Christ. They are to be our characteristics. Today, we are promised that we have the mind of Christ. That's what God is building us up to be, that we would have the mind of Christ, the character of Christ, and that we would be the gift and blessing that He intends for us to be where we are. In Jesus' name, amen. And we rise for prayer.